usually a war zone, but the other day things heated up hotter than Big Larry's grill sizzling with 10 pounds of bacon. Jimmy the Geek mentioned that his missus had heard Pastor Paul down at the little church in the ravine preaching that Christmas was under attack. Walter chimed right in. "You can't even say Merry Christmas now," he declared to everyone in the place. "Starbucks gives you a red cup, no words. They're so blankety-blank politically correct, it makes me want to puke." "Settle down, Walter," Anita warned him as she refilled his coffee. "We don't have anything written on our cups either." Tutoke, ever happy to tweak Walter, asked him when he was last in Starbucks. "I thought you were boycotting the yuppies, Walt." "You bet I am. This mud in a mug is all I need," he declared, brandishing in his cup like a gun he carried with his concealed permit. "Walter's ready for battle, trust me." "Down here in Holiday Central, the South End, we love Christmas. We love music. We can't get enough of month-long advertising. We feed like candy canes on Big Crosby and another viewing of It's a Wonderful Life. We practically dress in tinsel, and we don't care who's naughty or nice. It's Christmas. Most of us leave the strings of colored LED bulbs wrapped on the gutters and eaves all year round. So when we hear there's a war on Christmas, you better believe we get up in arms, concealed carry or not. What Grinch wants to ruin our party?" we asked ourselves. Couldn't be Walmart. Couldn't be the little chapel. Couldn't be TV and their sponsors. Who'd want to kill our buzz? Who hates Christmas? Tutoke said even the South End Greenworks was in full holiday hype, selling faux mistletoe bundles of tie sticks. Flathead Fred's missus had stood in line Thanksgiving midnight waiting for shopping sales at Elder Bay Store's Black Friday Super Sale. Flathead avowed that if there was a war on Christmas, he sure didn't see one. Walter shouted, "Open your eyes, Fred. The government hates Christmas." Well, we boys at the diner must be conscientious objectors, because we couldn't see a skirmish, much less find that war. Tyee Megastore is opening early and closing late. Our stockings are hung with care as always. It's snowing once again in Bedford, and Jimmy Stewart isn't going to kill himself this year either. Down here on the South End, we're all dreaming of a white one. The rest of you, take cover.